Blog Talk Radio.
Mossberg, Montana.
I might be shooting CeeLo with the trap niggas. I might be in the dorms with the college bitches. I might just smoke a split for the hell of it. Now who she think she foolin', say she celebrate. She blowin' on my phone, I check my phone number.
Bad bitch, I'm lying, one and it's a foreign woman.
Whoa, run around, she go, I pass it to my bros. Man, a bitch so hot, we need a fire hose. I walk it like I talk a nigga, call a marshal. Long as they just talkin', they don't even matter. He on deck and nigga, I'm the bottom. Man, they still hating, I don't really flatter. Bad bitch and now she eat a salad. Told her keep her finger down so I can really trash it. I'm checking like it when I told Nasty. She call me daddy while I beat the pussy from the back end. She don't even wear a Jordan.
She don't like
Michael Kors. She wanted that Gucci shit. So I bought her some Gucci shit, and we be in the mix with the hammers. We be going ham from 61 to Savannah. Somebody call Vegas, need to get this shit on camera. All these damn people walk around acting like a nigga on something. Nigga never gave me nothing. Shout out to Pops, he show me how to rubber band them nuts. I get them guas, I stack them guas, man, I'm a bread. I got the face all on my shirt, all on my bedspread. I told my bitch, man, I'm too tall for your car. My bitch, she told me she too small for my car. I asked her if she hoppin' in or what. And we can take a ride to the outer space in the spaceship. And shit, I know you hear that bass, bitch. Jumpin' out the speakers, have her jumpin' out of drawers in a minute. And I know you want that cake, bitch. But you ain't getting nothing, not a dime, not a dollar, not a penny. I might be shooting CeeLo with the trap niggas. I might be in the dorms with the college bitches. I might be smoking spliffs for the hell of it. Now who she think she foolin', say she celebrate. Bad bitch and now she eat a salad. Told her keep her finger down so I can really trash it. All these damn people walk around acting like a nigga on something. I might be shooting CeeLo with the trap niggas. I might be in the dorms with the college bitches. I might be smoking spliffs just for the hell of it. Now who she think she foolin', say she celebrate. Bad bitch and now she eat a salad. Told her keep her finger down so I can really trash it. All these damn people walk around acting like a nigga on something. Nigga never gave me nothing. Shout out to Pops.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Miss Geechee One. I'm live right here, like we do every Wednesday night at this time. That right there is I Might Be by VT. Again, for those just tuning in, just catching on, seeing what we have going on, we have the 2016 Geechee One Awards going down November 12th. And you got to say all this because this is how they want you to say it. The Collar Center of Economic Development at Trident Tech. Yes. We got the building. Excited. Doing something on another level. Hosted by Aitisha, a.k.a. Little T, and T-Man. So early bird tickets are on sale now for $10. Right now, we do have... Actually, we got two actual... On this show tonight, we got two very interesting people. We got one. She's already been on the show, but she got some new music. She's a teen artist doing her thing. And then we also have a young lady who's an entrepreneur, but she's an entertainer. She's not from Charleston, but she is. If you are on Facebook, Instagram, you've seen this girl. She's light-skinned. She be dancing to all the videos, and people have so much to say, but she's actually pretty popular. So we do have her on the show. We do got some new music. If you're listening, there's something you want to hear, you can hit us up. You can also text me, 843-879-8352. Like I said, my first interview will be with Miss Cece, which should be in the next 10 minutes or so. Anybody got a question about the Geechee One Awards, anything? And I have not posted all the categories. So I'm working on that. I mean, we got to September the 1st, so you'll be all right. And I'm still waiting on my co-host to call in, so hopefully we'll get one of them on here. Some new music right here, Geechee One Radio. We got that new Gucci by Bishop Ripper which is actually nominated for 3 awards. Well, right now, 3 awards. I don't know how much more. But right now, he's nominated for 3 awards, too. Here you go. Let's go.
Yeah. 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 I see a lot of imposters, right? Everybody dying to do somebody else. Yeah. But they keep calling me Bishop, though. Aight. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, you the new Gucci? Yeah, yeah, alright, I bet you sound like Boozy. You gon' dab like Amigo and keep shootin'. This ain't the air, this Charleston bitch, and I got juice shit. Boy, you so stupid. Oh, you the new Gucci? Yeah, yeah, alright, I bet you sound like Boozy. You gon' dab like Amigo and keep shootin'. This ain't the air, this Charleston bitch, and I got juice shit. Boy, you so stupid. Man, you niggas make me sick with all that joke and shit. So why Gucci got a brick? Well, you ain't Gucci, bitch. And you don't trap, you niggas lying in your fucking rap. Now everybody saying that, what kind of shit is that? I'm from the chop down at the bottom, I say fucking mess. And I ain't never seen 12 but no ballers. You think if you sound like Lil Boozy, you gon' get a check. Y'all a reason why my city don't get no respect. Like fat boy stay quick, swagger jack and get on Gotti dick. Not everybody sound like Migos, that's some sucker shit. Won't ever say I play my city like I'm Dirty Dick. Carolina plug, but you moved on to the fucking haters, gun and shit. And this shit started down where the fuck I stay, home of the slick. So why the fuck wouldn't I rap this way? If you ain't from the A, don't rap that A, cause that's some buster shit. If you don't talk that way, don't rap that way. It's just that simple, bitch. Yeah, yeah. It's just that simple, oh, you bitch. Little Gucci. Yeah, yeah, alright, I bet you sound like Boozy. You gon' dab like Amigo and keep shootin'. This ain't the A, this Charleston bitch, and I got juice shit. Boy, you sound stupid. Oh, you the new Gucci. Yeah, yeah, alright, I bet you sound like Boozy. You gon' dab like Amigo and keep shootin'. This ain't the A, this Charleston bitch, and I got juice shit. Boy, you sound stupid. Fuck 'em, everybody rap sound like Amigo track. Everybody saying cotton, bitch, round here with tax. Everybody got a tool and screaming bird like Gucci, jogging buck and shooting. Records sounding like you Metro Boomin. Hold up, hey, that's the part why it's supposed to be like, you know, like, damn, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, damn. See a whole bunch of dumb ass shit, you know what I mean, though? But I ain't rockin' like that. Yeah, you feel me? Okay, back on my Gucci shit. Fed up, little Gucci bitch. I spit that Gucci shit. Cause that's that city, bitch.
This damn girl, man, that's so fat. I can tell the way you work that pole. But baby, I got that cash. Let me know by the end of the night. Damn girl, that ass so fat. I like the way you dance for me. I can tell the way you work that pole. You ain't gonna fuck for free. But baby, I got that cash. And all your drinks on me. Let me know by the end of the night. I'm trying to see what it be.
Get up, go and get it, cause I'm all about the business. People like to prejudge, do you see me grinning? Truly, I'll be working if you didn't know before. That money come and go, watch that ass hit the flow. Come and shake it for me, you a freak, baby C. I'm a G, 803, you could be a tease if you wanna be. Slim waist, fat ass in my face. Girl, when you twerk it, I get lost in the day. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Alright, alright, what's up again? This is your girl, Miss Geechee Wing. Still waiting on my co-host to call in. I found them. I don't know. Maybe they fell asleep. It's only 10 o'clock. But I am here live, and we do have some people tuning in. Thank y'all for tuning in. Shouts out to your boy, Patrick Chauncey. Can't think of your nickname right now, but thank you for tuning in to the show. It's 10 o'clock at night, my mind's everywhere. But we do have, like I said, we have some exciting people on the show tonight. We got your girl, CC, which she'll be calling in any moment now. We got a young lady all the way from Los Angeles. She's on the videos. She be dancing. She does these skits. She's actually pretty popular in what she does. So I'm hoping she does call in like she's supposed to call in. Because that'll be awesome. Trying to think what else we got going on. Geechee One Awards, November 12th. At the College Center of Academic Development at Trident Tech. You got to say all that. You got to say it all. Again, anybody tuned in, if you want to talk on the line, you can press 1 and you'll be live right here on Geechee One Radio with me. We do got people tuned in. I don't know if my co-host is on or that might just be people listening, but, you know, thank y'all for listening and tuning in with me right here while we're waiting on Miss CC to call in. We do got some new music. I'm trying to figure out what else I can talk about. There's a lot going on in the world. All right, here we go. Let me see. This is one of my calls. Last 4, 9370. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Pat. Patrick Johnson.
What's up, Patrick Johnson? is it Freak Nasty or what was it name?
Pat Nasty, that's the nickname,
Pat Nasty. Okay, because I know it's Nasty.
Yeah.
So
Freaky Nasty. Get out of here. Crazy.
What's going on? Are you back in the chat?
Yeah, I'm down here right now. So just laying low, peeping, scaling the team, what's what, easy. That's all.
All right. You coming to the Geechee One Awards November 12th at the College Center of Academic Development at Trident Tech?
You know what? A good friend of mine just told me that was coming up, and I forgot. You know Finish Line. DJ Finish Line. Shout out to him. He just told me about that. It's November 12th, right?
November the 12th.
Yeah. I'll come through. I didn't make it last year. So I owe you one. So I owe everybody one. So I'll be there this year.
All right. And again, you know, we had tried it. So I'm really excited. You know, there's no more Starrett Hall. They done knocked Starrett Hall down to the ground.
They knocked it down.
They knocked it down. It's gone.
Oh, man.
So we are at Trident, which, you know, it's more expensive, but it's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully everybody will dress up. And, like, you know, normally we never had no fights. We never had no, I mean, you know, people be mad they don't win. But, you know, besides that, we don't, you know, they just go home and complain. But besides that, we've had a peaceful crowd, so.
Right.
Hopefully, we'll keep it up. Because, you know, the more people nominated, the more people are upset. And, you know, I'm already feeling it. I haven't even posted all the categories yet, and I'm already feeling it. But, Pat Nasty, I'm going to put you on hold. I think my first interviewee is on the line. So I'm going to put you back on in a moment, okay? Thinking this is Miss CC. CC, is that you?
Yes.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm good. Glad to have you back on the line.
Thank you for having me.
I need you to talk a little louder.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. All right, Miss Cece, you know, this is your second time being right here on Geechee One Radio. And, you know, Your song is still going hard. Everybody's still jamming to it. You're still doing your thing. And, you know, I heard you got some new music out. Tell everybody about it.
I have a new single out called Snapchat Party. And I also have a new single coming out. But we don't know if we're going to drop it yet in the stream.
Okay. All right. So, I know you did a video when you did Dippin' Sauce. So, did you already do the video for Snapchat Party?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right. So I have announced some of the categories, not all of the categories, but I think you're up for like 3 or 4 categories. You know, music video, which actually, I went to look it up. I think it has like 300,000 plus views. Like, it has a lot of views. I mean, how does that make you feel?
Good. Important.
And again, for those just tuning in, we have Miss Cece on the line. She is a young, outstanding teen doing her thing right here in the Carolinas, Charleston. She's an artist. Are you considered a rap artist, or what would they specifically put you as?
An all-around artist. I rap and sing.
Okay. Very talented, doing her thing in school, doing her music, pursuing her dreams. So that's pretty hot. Well, we want to play your song real quick. I want to hear the Snapchat party. So go ahead and announce it so I can put it on.
Snapchat party, CC.
All right, here we go. It's fun radio.
Jonas, your boy, Giovanni, coming to you live from Window View Studio. And I want everybody to pull out their phone, no matter where you at, and put it on the snap. Woo!
And I be getting money just for 5 5. So go on and take a picture, put your snap, snap. And I be turning up how you love it. So go on and press record, put your snap, snap. Take a picture.
All right, all right. We're back, E-Twin Radio. I'm sorry, I was on mute. I'm sitting here talking. All right. That right there, Snapchat party by your girl, Miss CC, live right here on Geechee One Radio. Miss CC. All right, do you have any ideas on how you might want to shoot your video for the song?
House party.
A big house party?
Like Project
A. Okay, okay. All right. So, like I said, you know, I know the first song that, you know, was a hit. You had that drip. Was a dipping sauce that was really hot. The video was really hot. The song was really hot. You had the dances and, you know, you got the Snapchat party. What else can we expect to see from you?
My next single.
Okay, you already got it up? It works?
It's already recorded.
Okay. Was that recorded with Dro as well?
It was.
Like, I know, yeah, who did you record the song with?
Jordy Young.
Okay, 40. Okay. All right, all right, all right. That's hot. No, actually, I was thinking I heard something else. I'm sorry. I apologize. All right. So, again, for those who don't know Miss CC, could you tell everybody how to get in contact with you, your Facebook, your Twitter? You know, if they want to book you for a show to turn up at, how can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, you can inbox my manager on Facebook at GS Giovanni. And my Facebook page is CC. You can look me up. It's my
All right, the CCSISI page. Y'all make sure y'all go check her out, check out her music, check out her video. You know, she's doing big things for the city, for the state. You know, and like I said, stay in school, keep your grades up. And this is, and it's awesome if this is something you really want to do to keep at it, you know. Especially when you're young. You know, when you get too old and you got so much to compete with. Right now, it's like you're hot, you're fresh. Everybody's always looking for that new flow, that new thing. So I do applaud you. And, I mean, that's it for the interview, and I'm so glad to actually have you on today.
Thank you.
All right. And that's it. I'm going to play the song again, Snapchat Party. And, again, that's your girl, Cece. Let's go. Geechee1 Radio.
It's your boy, Giovanni, coming to you live from Window View Studio. And I want everybody to pull out their phone, no matter where you at, and put it on the snap.
And I be getting money just for 5-5. So go on and take a picture, put your snap back. And I be turning up how you love that. So go on and press record, put your snap back. And I be
they taking pictures like they paparazzi. I'm still more alive, like one of six of Paul Terrence and Rossi. I'm mixing design on my pants, but truly my shoes are Rossi. I'm mixing like Mika, Versace, 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 Versace. And I be watching these haters cause I know that they wanna copy. I post up one picture, a thousand comments saying I look like a Barbie. They waiting on 50 to see me and tell them to add me on Snap. And then they get charged up, hold up, let me put this on Snap.
And I be getting my knees up on 5-5. So go on and take a picture, put your Snap, Snap. And I be turning up, how you love it. So go on and press the call, put your Snap, Snap. Put your Snap, put your Snap.
Clockwork. Every time I show up, it's like clockwork. Okay. kicks like Bruce Lee. Cause I ball like MJ. Ain't worried about your nigga. And he better not look at me sideways. Trash spot bed jumping like Bruce Lee. Little girl, she gon' have to get used to. Got a man still fucking like a used to. Not a bitch wanna kick it like Bruce Lee. He gon' have to get used to. Make a feel like Tom Cruise. Stick and move like Ali. Body count like Bruce Lee. Nike down with the 2-3. That's your man cause she want these. Cause kicks like Bruce Lee. Make your bitch say who he. She wanna kick it like Bruce Lee.
Chilling, checking out Facebook, actually. Some of these groups, Charleston Tea Lemonade Shop is going ham. Young Toon's new group, Chucktown Lookalike, is going ham. Y'all need to check that out as well. Hold on, I do got somebody in my inbox. Spin My Panda Remix. Hold on. Let me see what I got. But, again, I'm going to keep talking about the Geechee One Awards over and over again. 2016 Geechee One Awards going down November 12th. You know, tickets are on sale now. $10 tickets are on sale now at Eventbrite.com. Again, anybody tuned in, if you got a question, if you got feedback, you want to go at it, we can go at it. You can. Press 1 and I can put you live right here. If not, I don't have a song, so you need to email it to me at geechee1one@gmail.com. And again, that goes to anybody else tuned in. If you want to get your music played, let them have it. But I will play. What am I playing? I'm going to play something. What am I going to play? Actually, I'm going to play that Dipping Sauce, which is nominated for a couple awards. We just interviewed Miss CC just now. We'll play that. Geechee One Radio, let's go.
Woo! I go by the name Giovanni, right?
Giovanni.
And I just signed this new artist to my label.
What do you?
She go by the name
CC.
Crank up.
Now watch me crank up my dance. Dip low and bang. Lean back and slap. Bring it up and dab.
I'm
and trip us off, not wipe
now
it up.
Now watch me crank up my dance, dip low and bang, lean back and slap, bring it up and dab.
I tell them that I got them, but I might have to charge. Hold up, wait, stop. That ain't how you rock. You dip low and touch your toes and make that thing pop. Then you lean with it, slide with it, bring it up, dab with it, soft walk, stand with it, pipe it up, go ham with it.
Now watch me crank up my dance, dip low and bang, lean back and slap, bring it up and dab.
Why can I just see your face? Why you gotta be so far away? Why can I just see your face? Why you gotta be so far away? Every day the sun wakes me up, but it's usually your body and your touch. Trying to adjust to the change, but the way I feel it's always been the same.
I had to get it on my own, nigga, by my lonely. I had to trying to walk off in my shoe, a nigga get to walking. If you fucking with Luke Kidd, a nigga do no talking. You pull the pistol out, the witness do no talking. Yeah, I'm space out, that thing is lemonade. Middle finger to your haters, I'm a renegade. Drink some hate away, you thirsty nigga. I put my hater blockers on and count my money, nigga. Let's shout it so seductive, guaranteed to get her. In my kitchen, whip it up, don't touch my dishes, nigga. Homie telling on you, then they some snitch. Bitch is telling on you, then they some snitch. The 45 will leave you, motherfucker, body twitching. That 45 will leave you. In the street, grinding hard, why they hating on me? Friends turning into folks, damn, not my own. I had to get it on my own, nigga, I'm alone. I had to get it on my own, nigga, I'm alone. In the street, grinding hard, why they hating on me? Friends turning into folks, damn, not my own.
It's Vito, baby. 2 in the morning, ex is calling my phone, and all I can think about is you. I still hear you moaning, breakfast in the morning. I can't get you off my mind. You know I still remember that little thing that you do when you're off that liquor, and I'm all on you. You know we got some unfinished business, so come over, take your clothes off, let me hit it till you doze off. How I know you got a man, and you don't really do that, but I bet you still remember what went down when we sipped cognac. That XO, we be off that XO, when we had the best sex though. It goes down for real. Can I get a piece of your time for real? You got me in my feelings. Me daddy, making love anywhere you would have me. No, I can't forget the way you put it down on me, went down on it, damn near drowned from it. I know you remember the little thing that I do when I'm off that liquor and I lick you. Let me remind you, let me get behind you. Throw it back, I know how to catch, I know where you at, I'ma find you. How I know you got a man. But I bet you still remember what went down when we sipped cognac. That XO, we be off that XO, when we had the best sex though. It goes down for real, you know I know how to put it down for real. You got me I'm in my feelings. Make it alright, oh. And even though I let you go, and we'll never ever be, but at one time let's stop the shit. You got me in my feelings, oh yeah. I know he don't kill it like I kill it when I'm in it. You got me in my feelings.
All right, we're back, E2N Radio. This is your girl, Mesquite T1. That right there was In My Feelings by Vito the Singer. That song right there is actually nominated for R&B Song of the Year. Actually, it's a pretty hot song. So, you know, whoever nominated it, I think they did a good job. Again, anybody tuned in, we do have people listening. Thank you for listening. If you got any questions, comments, feedback, or anything, press 1. And I'll put you live right here with me on E2N Radio. If you're just listening, that's cool. One of my calls would have called in tonight because I had a heated discussion. You know, I would have debated, discussed anything. But, you know, I don't want to be on here talking crazy to myself. All right, hold on 1 second. Miss DC?
This is Giovanni. What's going on, man?
What's up, Giovanni? What's going on with you?
I'm right here chilling, man. Calling in to congratulate you, man. I tell you, I appreciate, I respect everything you do dealing with the GT1 organization, you know?
Word, word, word. I wish CC would have talked up a little bit earlier. You know, she was like,
yeah, I know. I apologize. I just called and woke her up out of her sleep, man. You know, she had that homework and she just been like 2 minutes out of sleep for doing all that homework from school and things, man. You know what I mean? So I apologize that she didn't give a more energetic interview, you know?
I got
you. She's usually an energetic person, man, but you know, I gotta still make sure she do that homework, you know. But
yeah, that's what I said.
She still called and that interview would get you one.
Well, that schoolwork comes first, so you know, we gotta let them know that. That's, you know. But I missed the Giovanni.
She's
the daughter.
That's my stepdaughter.
All right. That's cool. You got to keep her head in the books. Make sure she stays in school. Keep her focused. You know, gotta do that for these kids nowadays. So, again, being the stepfather, for those who don't know what, I know you holding her down. So what do you do specifically to help push your daughter?
Man, you know, I help her out, you know, I give her ideas, you know what I mean? I push her, I put the money behind videos, whatever venues, I book the shows. I do basically whatever, you know what I mean, a management do, you know what I'm saying? We done had a few calls from, you know, people from record labels, and I actually had a sit down like a couple of weeks ago with Life Jennings, the manager, about her. You know, actually, she just recorded a song with someone out the industry, you know what I mean? I'm just keeping that on the low right now, but I think I'm going to leak that song within another month. You know, so, man, you know, things going to look prosperous for her, you know what I mean? She's doing her thing right now. So I basically just encourage her to keep going, you know what I mean? Like, keep building your fan base. She naturally and genuinely a sweet person, you know what I mean? So when the fans meet her, it starts from the music, but when they really get to know her, it's genuine, you know what I mean? Because she's genuinely a sweet person, you know what I mean? She's genuinely an energetic person because she's a dancer. She be apt. You know, so for the interview tonight, you know, she just doing all that homework, so she probably was still a little tired, but she's naturally an energetic person, but yeah, she gonna make it up for you at the Get You One Awards, man. I'm gonna make sure she turn up all the way for you.
Yes, and again, for those just tuning in, November 12th at the College Center of Academic Development. We gotta say all that, but really, it's Charter Tech Building 920, but they want you to say the College Center of Academic Development at Charter Tech.
Yes.
Okay. But.
That's a major upgrade from Stare It All, man.
Yeah, so everything's more expensive. You know, I'm already getting it. People already think everything's free. And, you know, this is our 11th year doing the Get You One Award. So it's, you know, like, what's $10? I mean, I don't understand why people act like everything should be free. And then they complain when everything's free. So.
Nah, ain't nothing in this world free, basically. Everything in this world costs money.
You know, because at the end of the day, them people want their money. They don't care if everybody getting here free. They want their money. You know what I'm saying? You can let the whole world in free. We need our money.
Exactly. I understand that completely.
But I'm glad that y'all, you're staying focused. You're pushing her, keep her active, keep her music going. You know, let the youth know there's a way. You know, because you know nowadays it seems like we're losing a lot of our youth or something. I don't know what's going on, and these kids got it all. They don't got to do I thought that old myself, but you know, like I guess back. Back in the day, they made it seem like they had to walk and struggle and get spit on and beat on. And, you know, nowadays they don't really got to go through all that. And it's just like they don't care. You know, some of these kids don't even care.
Right. You're right. So that's right. That's why I take my time out to talk to, you know, anybody underage to try to give them advice and enlighten them. you know what I mean, on the real world, you know, doing, being through, you know, a lot going, growing up myself, you know. And that's why, you know what I mean, I try to put them in positions like I got CeCe in to try to better themselves, you know what I mean, because I'm thinking about signing. I got this other artist, you know, teenager I'm about to sign, you know what I mean, and get them popping the same way I got CeCe popping with Wendell View. So I try to play my part, man, but, you know, you're absolutely right. Dealing with the youth nowadays, man, it's totally different than where it was when I was growing up.
All right, and then your Wendell View, which is WVMG?
WVMG, Wendell View Music Group.
Okay, so what other artists are signed to this group?
All of, you said what's the artists assigned to this group?
Yes. What label? What artists are signed to your label?
Oh, all I got is CeCe right now, but I'm going to ask next to sign to my, another artist, who goes by the name of, Google Artist, you know, I was thinking about sending another artist, I forget his name, I talked to his mom, he's a singer, he's a teenager, he goes to high school, I think he's like 9th or 10th grade, but I'm thinking about signing him, you know what I mean, you know, put him on a song with CeCe to let him tap into her fan base, and, you know, because see, with my record label, you know what I mean, no disrespect for anybody in Charleston, because I respect what anybody in Charleston doing, you know what I mean, and I want everybody to keep it up, but see, with me, I got a whole nother outlook on thinking with music. I like to make, like, universal music, like music for the world, you know what I mean, so with my record label, you know, I'm going to give you the ideas, which we already signed to a major record company. That's the kind of sound that I'm coming with. So anybody who I sign with Wendell View, they got to be more, like extremely talented musically. They have to be musically different because that's the only kind of sound that I'm going for, you know. So when I go sit down with these record company people, I don't want no so-so. If I want them to be blown away when I go and sit at the table with them. So anybody who's extremely talented, like I got my vision on. It's a couple in Charleston, man. That's extremely talented, man. And soon we're going to have our day, man. Soon we're going to have our marker, man, where we're going to be on the map locally, nationally dealing with this music. You know?
Right. All right. I do got to call him real quick. I think this is Black Boy real quick. Black Boy, that's him?
Yeah.
Are you tuning in live tonight?
Yeah.
Right. But real quick, Mr. Gia Giovanni, thank you for tuning in, getting CeCe involved, keeping her positive, keep her doing music, keeping her active. That's what we want to see, these young people. There's a plan, there's a goal, there's a way, you know. So, I mean, you got to keep it installed in their brains. If whatever they want to do, they can do it.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate y'all for having us, man.
All right. Well, thank you.
Welcome. You're most definitely welcome.
All right. Black Boy.
Yes.
What's going on with you tonight?
Nothing much. Just left. Had an interview with Miss Vicky and the next big move.
How did that go?
It's pretty awesome. Pretty cool.
Awesome. And you got to see Miss Spring Bling?
Yeah, she's been in the building, huh?
All right. Miss Spring Bling been in the building. Bird. Yeah, we just did finish up her interview. Yeah, we just finished up her interview for Geechee One. She's on the cover of the next issue of Geechee One magazine, and she actually has a really, really, really good story to tell. So y'all need to make sure y'all cop that. But I heard you were doing your little acting thing, Mr. Bishop.
Yeah.
So for those out there who don't know, tell everybody what you be doing, you know. For those who don't know about Bishop Dripper, a.k.a. DeMarcus Green, that be acting.
I act. I model. I ghostwrite for some people. I produce music. I paint, I do poetry. I kind of got my hand mixed up in a lot of stuff right now. I got a fashion show coming out with Quentin Hazelton, Millionaire Mentality, on September 3rd.
Oh, second. Oh, I thought it was a second. Go ahead, third. I'm sorry.
I think it's the third. I hope I'm saying them right, but it's the third, I think.
I'm having people at the wrong spot. You continue to say what you're saying. They're going to blame it on me when you said another beat.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's September the 3rd. I got a casting call for an HBO series on the 1st. So y'all wish me luck on that. But I just stay busy. I nominated for a couple of Geechee Wine Awards.
Word. I ain't even not saw the categories yet. Yeah, people met. You know what? I'm going to say this live on the radio. Okay, we posted Hov and we posted Hype Man. Did you see whose name was not on it? I didn't even notice that until like a little bit later. I was like, yo, what happened to old boy? But I guess he had DJ. So I'm like, well, maybe his name might pop up in the DJ category.
Ooh.
Mr. Shorty.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, because, you know, like, I know for the last few years he's been Hype Man host, and I was like, well, that ain't nobody nominated him, but I do know he rock with
I know he's been doing
team.
A lot of DJing lately.
So, like I said, I haven't even touched the DJ. No, I actually take that back. I started touching it, and I put it down. And I started touching the album and the mixtape, and that jumped me. My head hurt because I started hitting people up, and they act like they don't know what it is that they drop. And I'm just 2 seconds about just dropping their whole category, because if you don't know what the hell you drop, then that's the issue. I'm like, is it a mixtape or album? It's both. How is it both?
It can't be both.
Well, see, I guess what it is, one person was like, they got an album, but it's hosted by a DJ. So I guess it still would be a whole, if it's all
it's
original.
It's still an album. If it's original,
yeah,
it's an album.
So that would be an album. But then some people have original, I guess they got it a whole, like a mix. Like, you know, they have a mixed song on there, and then they got original songs. So then they call it both. But I'm like, either, you know, it's not going to go in both categories. It's going to go in mixed people. It's going to go on album. So that's why I don't put that thing down about 3 times. I'm 2 seconds about dropping it. Then I know them girls are waiting on me to put, you know, start posting the model stuff. But then, you know, since we added some more categories, it's like I got to, like, and I'm trying to verify, too. Because you don't want nobody nominated for runway model if they don't runway.
They don't. Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Like, shout out to all my models in the category who actually model. Like, instead of just getting their pictures taken in the club or when they're doing something, that's like, that's so not being a model. Like, I actually do runway modeling and stuff like that. So shout out to the people in the category with me who actually be doing their modeling thing.
Because like I said, when I posted bartender, one of the girls, Sharita, she was like, hold up, I'm not a bartender. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I took a knee, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's cool to say that. Like, we're in the process right now. If you're in the wrong category, you feel you shouldn't be in the category, that's cool. So take a name off, put somebody else. Now, one thing that really got me today was I think I posted the host. And I'm not knocking nobody either, and I'm trying not to come off rude. So it could come off rude to somebody, but I'm not trying to be rude. So somebody said, oh, you know, you only put my name on there to have X amount of people. No, because we could just take your name off, but somebody nominated you. So if somebody nominated you or you was nominated for that category, that's why the hell your name is on the damn list. I didn't stick your name on the list. I don't even know you. I don't go to your shit. I don't even mean to curse. Excuse me. I don't know you. So why would I just stick your name up there? Just to make sure there's X amount of people, really? But or maybe she's so surprised that she was nominated. So that's the first thing or first excuse that you
didn't
mention. Yeah,
that's what it is.
So it's like, oh. And I do get it because, you know, there's a lot of new people. But, like, you sit there and you look at it, And I do get some people too, like I can say some other people named, they're like, well, all these people here. And yes, some of the people are artists, and some of the people have been doing it for 20 years. But you got so many other new people out here that's working too. So it's, you got 2,000 rap artists, and I say rap artists because mostly the gospel people ain't fighting about it, and the R&B people, they're like, okay. But it's mostly like the rap artists want to fight about it. But the thing is, there's 2,000 of y'all. So all y'all is not going to be nominated. We're not going to have 50 people up for rap artists of the year.
Now, I've been nominated for nothing musically last year.
Now, this year, like I said, I haven't even posted some of the music. I ain't posted none of the DJ stuff yet. I ain't post half of the music stuff yet. Like, a lot of that stuff has not been posted. But I'm probably going to have to get to it this weekend, whatever. But I know one of the categories, I know, and I'm trying not to mention, you know, because I'm not trying to address people like that, but I know one of the categories, well, I'll say what category. One of the categories I posted was Video Vixen. So one of the young ladies was like, you got people out here doing videos. I said, who? Which they never told me who. So I went to every last girl on there, and I was like, yo, what video? Everybody on there got videos. Now, I do get, one person might have just two videos, okay. Out of those two videos, she been in a video that been on World Star, and she been in a video of somebody else that's popular. All right, I get it. So she still can be nominated for Video Vixen because she was in a video. Okay, so you have another young lady that was in 50 videos, but if you look at the counts of the videos, they only got like 50 views, 60 views. That's not her fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be the artist's fault probably for not pushing this video. So she's been in like 50 videos, but she's not. The videos she's been in aren't really popular people, but she's done 50 videos. So, again, the girl who has the most, I guess, like you said, it's a popularity contest. That's what they want to call it. But it's called a people, it's like a People Choice Award. Like, other magazines do this. Like, it's not like we started this. Other people do this. Now, if you really did something big and something bold, and you could actually prove you did something big and bold, then we should be honoring you. Actually, I have an announcement. Guess who will be honoring? Well, we're honoring a whole bunch of people this year. But guess, Black Boy, you there? The Black Boy dropped. All right. Whoever's listening, because I have not even mentioned this, we have Miss Raven Sanders coming to the GT1 Awards, and I'm excited. So hopefully y'all are excited. When he comes back on, hopefully he'll be excited. I'm excited. But I don't know. I'm going to lose him. I got all excited. All right, I'm gonna play another song real quick. Who we gonna play? I'm gonna play the Newport Baby. Overrated. Let's go. Get you one.
These hoes overrated. These hoes overrated. But maybe you can be my baby. Won't you be mine for the take? Show a demonstration. Show them how to be a real lady. Look at you, smart and educated. These hoes ain't right. Why you in the club every night? Drunk as hell, looking for a fight. Steady playing with your life. If you can be a thought for the night, but you may not ever be nobody's wife. With her money in her mind, right? That's a prize in my eyesight. Mm-hmm. I was joking cause I really ever catch you in the limelight. And when I do, girl, you shine bright.
For real.
Who you was, where you from, I need to know now.
What's up?
I don't want to miss out. Where you see a picket fence from a big ass house?
Where you see?
Bunch of badass turn running around. I got tired of the regular. Club hopping holes on my schedule. Begging for attention so desperate. Why these hoes gotta be so extravagant? Discreet, ever since I met you, never seen you roll deep. Homes by the check and we're respected in these streets. You a goddess, sex symbol, but it ain't.
ain't about your body. Your intellect affect is very awesome. And you don't even get enough credit.
Not enough.
Keep been around too much around the local.
All right.
Cause you never show your ass on a social.
All right.
Why the good girls always underrated?
Why?
When the loving that you got contagious. Send your body count ain't outrageous. Just say these hoes overrated. But maybe you can be my baby. Won't you be mine for the take? Anything less alone. Show you how to camouflage. You don't have to show off. Baby, they can see it when you walk. Cause you dripping with the sauce. Trying to swing on the road like she mean me false.
Cause
they loving hip hop and I ain't young talk. Can't get caught up with a thought.
No.
Baby, girl, you better run like Tupac. Why you so hard on her? Why not sure what he could be worth?
Say what?
Ain't too much more pork and say it to him. The hoe gotta see that shit first.
You better run.
You never got your turn in, never at work. But I'll catch you at the party with your stinking ass. Everybody done ran through your local. Cause you always got your ass on a social. No rap, baby, no conversation.
No.
You a bomb and you always just to get
me.
Your body count so outrageous.
Hello.
Good grief.
These hoes overrated. But maybe you can be my baby. Won't you be mine for the take? Show a demonstration. Show them how to be a real.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
All right. Well, I'm about to wrap it up for the night. You know, we tune right here at K2 Radio every Wednesday night. Supposed to have your girl called in. I'm going to hit her up, see what's going on with her. I don't know, maybe she's with my co-host, which I have about 4 co-hosts and 9 called in. But I'm here. All right. Again, 2016 Get You On Awards going down November 12th. Tickets on sale now at eventbrite.com, $10 tickets. I'm about to wrap up the show. I'm trying to think what else is going on. A lot's going on. I just can't think right now, so please don't shoot me. Hopefully next week I'll be back on point. I know you're supposed to be interviewing Demetrius Barr, which is a activist and promoter, and he does 20 other things. Next week, right here on K2 Radio. I know we are interviewing him, and I think we also have an artist, which I don't have his name and information yet, but hold on, let me see who this is real quick. I don't know if I go. Last 4-3-0-5-6, you're on the air. Who's this?
Blazing Cat.
Ricardo! I was trying to get you to call in. You have me tripping on Facebook. What is going on with you?
No, man, I at war right now with this Chelsea team, man. Fuck them boy and the admins, man.
Imagine whoever add me back. What?
Yeah, somebody add me back. Should I just check out the group? Somebody add me back, so I think I might well take some time out. Might be the tough shit about they clown ass. Excuse my French.
It was only one dude, wasn't it? Wasn't it just one dude that said you had to pay?
I see people
promote stuff in that group all the time. Right. So I'm like, okay, now you see y'all can't promote.
From admin conversations, and just from that one dude. There's more than one admin, even one of my homeboys I grew up with, man. Them boys just jokey, man. Alright.
But I mean, like you said, you know, sometimes that's what they got to do to be important. Let some boy get their sign on.
Nah, I come to smash them boy every chance I get. Soon as somebody add me in, every time.
You about to make the group popular. The group wasn't that popular. You about to make it popular now. What's every, you know?
I got wall on my. I got wall. I put the face paint on. I read toss and tee. They can get it how they want it.
Right. You did see your nomination for the Geechee One Awards. Did you see that?
No, I'm nominated for what?
I haven't posted everything. But you nominated for Barber. I know y'all will be up for Barbershop whenever I do post it. And what is it?
Activist. All right, go blame the cat today.
I haven't posted yet. The stuff I have not posted, so I don't know, people are just like
5117 Dorchester Road, Suite E.
I mean, when I posted it, hold on, let me see what I posted. Because I'm posting everything on the Geechee One magazine page.
You know, like when you don't go on Facebook all day, and then you look at your notifications, it'd be like 80 something shit. You don't look at everything. So that's what ended up happening, probably.
Because people tag you. Hold on, let me see if this is best. There you go. Best Barber nominees. We got Miguel Castro. We got Marcus Laurie. We got Slugger. We got Ricardo Lewis. We got Ace Blade. We got Wayne from Top Choice. We got Mikael Bailey. We got Quentin Washington. And we got Cavill Jones. That's it.
Man, I think we should vote for everybody, man. I like all them boys. Especially
we're honoring the Barber this year. We're honoring T Slayer.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, that's my homie too, T Slayer. Yeah, so yeah, that's a good honor. Much respect. He put much work.
I haven't put up. Like I said, I haven't posted Barbershop. What's the guy posted? I haven't posted Barbershop. I haven't posted Community Activists and something else that might be. I don't know. I guess I haven't posted a whole bunch of stuff yet. So it's making people mad on Facebook. Maybe I ain't. As long as it's posted by September the 1st, they'll be okay. Voting starts September the 1st. People are about to die. The awards is November 12th at the College Center of Academic Development at Trident Tech.
Oh, snap. All right. Moving on up.
You know, Stair Hall is knocked down, so there's no more Stair Hall. But,
I know.
And I'll say it live, and I can't hear nobody say, you know, Trident Tech, the building is $4,000 by itself. So, yeah.
Wow.
And I don't know, and even when we was at Stair Hall, people feel like, okay, this is this and this is that. But that award show still costs almost $5,000. So being that we're at a bigger venue, this award show is going to cost about $10,000. But people don't understand that. I don't know, for some reason, they think everything's free and you got all these sponsors. But people don't really want to sponsor stuff. And nothing against the Barbers, because they probably would sponsor maybe the Barbers and some of the community stuff. But when it's like 50% music and entertainment, the city looks down on that stuff. If y'all didn't notice that, they... Every time I try to do something, they'd be like, "Well, this person sells drugs." And my thing is, I don't know these people. And that's what I think too. Like, the artists give you a hard time, but then the city gives you a hard time for doing stuff with the artists. It's like they want me to get $1,000 worth of security just to make sure the artists don't act up, and then the artists don't want to pay nothing because they feel that they're artists and that you owe them the world. But it's events. I mean, you don't feel us win any which way?
Yeah, I feel exactly what you're talking about, man. That's crazy, man. But, you know, you just got to keep pushing, man, because, you know, ain't nobody else going to make sure it happens but you, you know? Like, word. I just went through the same thing with that youth rally, man, just trying to get everything straight. And so my people act like they with you, but they don't really be with you. They just rather you be successful. That don't mean they really want to help you be successful. So what you got to do is, you know, you can't really count on them. You got to just do what you do. Don't worry about them. Just keep it moving and just worry about the next step, you know? Because you can't step for everybody else. You step for Geechee One. So.
And that's the truth, because, you know, like, my passion is trying to put on this TV show, and, you know, I need actors. And it's, I actually take that back. I met some people. I have met, like, Shaniqua. I got Shaniqua on the squad, and I don't want to call out names and all that. Then you got people, you ain't say my name, but you know, I got some people that's down and you got some people that's kind of flaky and, you know, and it's like, I can't do this day, but I can't do that day. But it's like, we're a team. If I don't have you there, we can't shoot at all. So it's like, it's not just about you. It's about getting everybody together and doing this. Paid or not paid, like, do you know the people we could reach? You know, the people, I mean, the things that we could do, we could entertain people, we could teach a message, we could educate people. There's so much you could do with just putting a show together.
Huh? But, no, yeah, I'm saying right, yeah, but you know, you just got to deal with organized people because you're trying to do with something that's organized. So if you're dealing with spontaneous people, they're not going to really understand the organized way of that. So you got to sometimes, you know, like even though they might be somebody you really want, they might just not fit the mold, you know. Like it's like recruiting a football team. You got to pick people that do what you're trying to do, you know. Just because somebody might be a good idea might not mean the good selection, you know? So you got to find the right selection. So some of your people might not be the right selection. They might not have the same state of mind or the same train of thought that you got with your mission. They might just be thinking about something else or just a quick get on through or where they can get from it, you know? But you think about longevity, so you need people who are longevity-driven, you know? That makes sense?
And I got you completely because it's like you just said, you know, I know a lot of people, when you do this, they be looking at looks. Okay, well, this person is beautiful and cute. And I do get it because sex does sell. You want to see some beautiful people on TV. But if I got a chick, like, and I'm so used to, you know, like, I'm so used to, like, Ricardo, are you going to do this? I'll call you. Ricardo, you going to do this? You can do this? You can do this? It's like I got to sort of beg people. Come on, Ricardo. I'm going to have to go pick Ricardo up. I mean, but this is my dream, and it's something that I want to do, but it just makes it harder for me to really focus on. By the time I pick you up, pick him up, pick this person up, ran over here, call this person, I'm tired. And then I do seem unorganized because I'm trying to do so much. And mind you, I don't just have that. You know, I work two jobs now, too. I work at the school now. I still work at the hotel. I work at the school. I got my kids. So it's a lot, and you got people that just think it's, I think it makes them feel special, you know, while you know, jumping out, you know what I'm saying? But it shouldn't be like that. I was trying to pay the people too, but the pay thing is kind of bad too because they still showing up without knowing nothing, so it's like you're still paying them more money, even though you already, you know, I don't know. So, I mean, it's a learning process for me, but. Like I said, like you just said, God will put people in your path. You know, you just have to stick with it. That's something you really want to do.
Yeah, you just got to, you know what it'll take, man. It takes hard work and dedication. And the same people who don't want to help you see your thing through, or, you know, they're going to be the same people who you realize they're saving at everything they try to do anyway. So it's not like they're just trying to sabotage you because they do that to themselves every day, you know. So what you got to do is just find the people that really want something for themselves versus the people that don't want something for themselves. And you'll see the results. You're going to be way better than messing with them clowns who ain't want nothing better. You know, or just want to act like it. Because anything you do in life, you're going to take hard work and dedication, anything that's worth it. And, you know, some people don't understand that, but they want the results, you know, so.
Yeah, they want the results right now. But, like, even when doing the TV shows, like, we did two shows with Kaminsky, and it took a while to even do those shows. It took him a while to edit the shows. Got the edits back. Like, he wasn't serious. I mean, no offense. The way, you know, what we got now with Kaminsky looks 10 times better than what we did with Kaminsky. And it's like, and my thing is, you know, Kaminsky be like, well, I charge you this. Well, no. Well, don't charge me cheaper. That's like saying you do hair. You cut hair. And I come and you be like, well, Felicia, you my homegirl. So I'm going to give you, you know, I'm going to give you a cut. I'm going to shave your head bald or put a big bald spot in the back of your head just because you gave me a discount. Well, don't do that. Just be like, yo, you know, don't devalue yourself. Be like, yo, this is how much I charge. You know, like, you know, instead of just giving somebody a fucked up haircut. And saying, well, you ain't paying me the money I need to be paid. Just be like, yo, don't even do the hair. Be like, yo, this is how much it costs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're devaluing yourself, but then it's like, this kind of stuff we show people. So then I'm out here showing people my, who cut your hair, Ricardo?
Right.
You know, they're not thinking, okay, well, Ricardo done charged Felicia half off, or they thinking Ricardo can't cut hair. Am I saying it right?
You saying the right? You said that, you know, word of mouth and stuff like that, that means a lot too, so yeah.
But I'm about to wrap up the show because I got to get up in the morning. So thank you for calling in. You always got me. I'm always here. I know the magazine probably. I gave you some magazines with Brit Brad on the cover.
Them things gone. Yeah, them Brit Brad magazines been gone.
All right, because we got another issue in the next 2 weeks, so I'll make sure you get some of that.
Yeah,
all right, well, I'm about to wrap up this show. We got this 1-2 by OSB. Let's go, get you on radio.
Yup. You gotta do what you wanna do out here, man. You can't let nothing hold you back. That nigga was number one label in South Carolina. You gotta be with my joy, man. You gotta look for shit to make it happen, you feel me?
Hey man, I can see the finish line. Cup of cognac, loud pack while I finish lines. Only thing stopping me is me, so I get in mine. One Carolina State again in the nick of time. Yeah, I so used to getting dollars, I be shitting dimes. I be grinding when it's way past quitting time. Sick with mine, twisted mine, problem better get in line. Twist your cap like Tropicana when they lift the nine. I so lyrically sadistic. I hit your ass to party, middle fingers up, so exquisite. Gang shit, music you can bang with. Dracula on the beat, new bangs, bitch. Suck the blood out the beat, let the track drip. Punch line hard, make a fan bang flip. Yeah, I get money all day, that's a fact, pimp. Play with it, I'll leave you with a fat lip. A mad pimp, fire like a fat slip. You ain't feeling me, I'll throw you off a damn cliff. You rapping so shitty, I got to call your ass chip. Sound like a bunch of actors reading damn scripts. Put your hands up.